Jay Monchi on the fly. We're down at the Blue Barn, the brand new EA Blue Barn, and it's the home of Young Eagles, Eagle Flights. It's the home of Chapters as well. And we're joined by a couple of gentlemen here from Chapters. We've got John Egan, who's the manager of Chapters, and Kyle Voltz. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, welcome. So we're going to talk all things Chapters. Let's start out with, say I'm in Tucumcari, just any place, and I want to start a chapter of EAA. How do I go about that?
Well, I'm going to hand off to Kyle for this one because Kyle's going to be doing a forum coming up on Wednesday on how to start a chapter, and we would invite people to come on Wednesday. I think it's around 11 o'clock, Kyle, for starting a chapter. And I'll be with right Kyle on. Doing that forum. But primarily, one of Kyle's functions here at EAA is helping people start chapters.
Okay, great.
So with that, Kyle?
Well, give us a little forum. Give us a little preview of your forum.
So starting a chapter is a really easy thing to do. The first step is to contact us at EAA headquarters. We're going to find out a little bit about you and your area and the aviation that's going on in your area, just to get to know you. And after that, we start an application process. The application process sounds scary, and it shouldn't be. It only takes about 30 minutes to get all the way through the application process. That just lets us know who's going to be the officers, who are the members, where you're going to meet, at what times, and all that sort of stuff.
Do you provide guidelines for that?
Yes, we do. We've got the form, and so all you have to do is go down and fill in the blanks, which are really easy to get, and you just fill them in and send that in with the insurance check, because we do cover all of our chapters with insurance, and so that takes care of the first step, and that makes you a provisional chapter. As a provisional chapter, you can hold meetings, organizational meetings, to grow your membership. As you take care of the final step, which is to incorporate with your local state, adopt a set of bylaws, and obtain an FEIN number from the IRS.
Okay.
What we'd like to say is that all you need is enthusiasm, a few friends. Typically, we start chapters with a number of 10 people, for example, and we hold people's hands to get them through the chapter startup process. It's very simple, using the staff folks here at EAA.
Now, so I call you, I do that, I set that up, and we set up a chapter. Is there any limit to, the close proximity of another chapter? How does that work?
So we don't have a rule about proximity. We just ask there be one chapter on an airport. So if there's already a chapter there, we'd ask that you try and join them. Generally, they're very open, welcoming folks. If you ever have any problems, let us know. We'd love to help resolve those problems. But one chapter per airport. If there's another airport 5 miles away, we'd be happy to start another chapter there.
Oh, I see. Now, there used to be a division of type of chapters in the day.
Yep.
You've combined that now, right?
Well, we still have divisional chapters.
Do you?
So if somebody's a Warbirds member or an IAC member or a Vintage member, they are welcome to start a divisional chapter. And that they're generally a little bit smaller because it's a more focused interest. But we would be happy to help them, and it's the same process to start one of those as well.
Uh-huh. And here at EA, here in Oshkosh, we have the traditional EA Chapter 252, but very recently, Warbirds chapter just started here at Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So the more the merrier is really the motto.
Exactly. The more the merrier.
We'd love to see a chapter at every airport.
How many chapters do we have?
Currently, we're just under 900. So right.
That's
about
a lot of chapters.
Yep, right around 880. So just under 900. So.
Now, how much staff does it take to manage that many chapters here at headquarters?
We have myself, John Egan, chapter manager. I fall under the direction of Charlie Becker, who's our director. With me is Kyle Voltz, sitting with me physically, and we have David Lighting, who is a chapter outreach specialist, and a part-time office assistant, Serena Camps. She is more than an office assistant. She does some of the same roles that the rest of us. She helps chapter start up, and she fields questions every day when chapter folks call us looking for support.
Oh, that's great. Now, what about financial side? We talked about insurance, providing insurance. Are there any other financial requirements that people have to meet to form a chapter?
No, the only requirement is that insurance. And the total fee for a chapter this year to be a chapter for the year with the insurance was $359, which comes out to be about $1 a day. It's some of the cheapest, I shouldn't say cheapest, some of the most inexpensive liability insurance you can get. And it covers you up to $1 million coverage limit. So it works out really well for most of the chapters.
Now, I'm not visiting the Air Academy this year, but I do want to mention the Air Academy and talk about how that ties into chapters. That's a pretty cool program that they have.
It's a as a former attendee, it's a fantastic program, yes. It's a great program. And a lot of the chapters support the program by sending their young kids or young adults to the Air Academy, either through Young Eagle credits or scholarships where the chapter raises the money to fund the kids there.
And that's what I want to focus on specifically. What does a chapter need to do to promote one of the members, one of the young members to come back to the Air Academy?
Sure. So the best way to find those kids that are interested in attending the Air Academy is Young Eagle flights, which is also a way for them to generate some revenue to send the kids. When a pilot flies Young Eagles, once they hit 10 Young Eagles, they receive a $5 credit to their chapter for every Young Eagle they fly. So if I fly 10 Young Eagles this year, I've earned $50 for my chapter, Chapter 252, to send a Young Eagle to the Air Academy. So you can imagine if you have 10 pilots flying and they all fly 100 kids, how much of a difference that makes, and you get to choose how you spend that money. And one of the options for spending that money is to send kids to the Air Academy.
What are the other options?
Well, the other options are those Young Eagle credits can be used for anything that has to do with supporting the Young Eagles program. So some other chapters have used them to purchase shirts to give to the kids who are coming out to their Young Eagle rallies so that they can take them a memento home if they want to go to school the next day and talk about it. They've got a t-shirt. Other chapters have used them to buy safety vests, to buy food to actually feed the kids that are coming out to the Young Eagle rally. As long as you can make a case that it's going to be used to further the Young Eagle program, the Young Eagle program will generally reimburse you for those expenses using your credits. Now, if you're out there on a limb and it's something you've never done before you go ahead and spend the money and then ask for the reimbursement, call the Young Eagles department and just check in with them, because they can tell you whether or not they'll approve it versus you spending $500 and then it not being approved.
Right, sure. Now, what about Eagle Flight? Eagle Flights are kind of a new thing. How are chapters promoting that program?
Well, Eagle Flight's a great program for the chapters to utilize. You could actually use it at a Young Eagle rally if there's a child there whose parents seem super interested. Eagle Flight is a great opportunity to take that parent up later on and do a one-on-one flight with them. With an Eagle Flight, it's more based on quality. You want to give somebody a ride and explain to them what the difference is. Most people in our country don't realize that a lot of us can walk to the hangar, throw open the door, push out the airplane, and go fly. They think that the way you fly is to go to your nearest major airport like Chicago or maybe Milwaukee, and you have to go through a poking and prodding through TSA, and that's how you go fly. So an Eagle Flight's a great time to show them the difference in why we fly and how cool it is.
Yeah, and what some of their tax dollars are being spent for it.
Exactly.
Show them ways to get in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else should we talk about when it comes to chapters? What is there anything that you guys want the public to know and our listeners to know?
Kyle, could you speak on behalf of some of the projects you're working on here at EAA staff?
Sure. So one of the things we're looking at here at EAA is about 20 years ago, we had a program called Flying Start. It was a program that we had for the chapters to utilize where people could come into their chapter. The chapter would have the programming set for them so they didn't have to worry about reinventing the wheel, and essentially do a program teaching people, if I come in off the street and have no idea what I'm doing for aviation, how do I learn how to fly? Where do I start? How can I get my questions answered? And that's what Flying Start will be. It'll be a program that the chapters can utilize and put on at their convenience. It could be once a month. It could be once a year. It's whatever works best for them. We'd like to bring in flight training options and flying clubs with them so that it's kind of your one-stop shop. So how do I get started learning how to fly? And that's what Flying Start is.
Kind of parallel to what AOPA is doing with their flying club program?
Similarly, one of the other things we're working on is finding a way for chapters to be incubators for flying clubs. Chapters cannot have their own flying club within the chapter. It has to be completely separate. But my colleague David Lighting, who's our chapter outreach specialist, is working. That's one of his projects, is to find out how can we use the chapters to incubate flying clubs that are separate legal entities. But the chapter has all the people that they would need to start a flying club, all the interested people, and you could have flying clubs popping up all over the country that are working with the chapters to further general aviation.
And provide airplanes for Young Eagle flights.
Provide airplanes for Young Eagle flights. Provide airplanes to young people or people who just don't have the money. I mean, I have a lot of friends that recently graduated college a few years ago, and they may not have the money to go out and rent a 172 for $120 or $150 or whatever the price is. But if we can get the hourly rate down around 50 hours, now we've got something where people could afford to learn how to fly.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
We have an example right here at the Blue Barn, Chapter 32 out of Missouri. These were a group of gentlemen who decided they wanted to build an airplane. Many of our chapters members love building airplanes, and they're allowed to do that under our rules. They went out and bought a kit. Six people bought a kit. They invested in this kit, and they used this kit as a build project for their EAA chapter. So they had six investors, sought out an airplane kit, purchased it, used it as a chapter build project. And since then, they completed the project because, like Kyle said, we can't own, EAA chapters cannot own and operate aircraft, and they pushed off into a separate legal entity into an aircraft flying club. Mm. And that example of the airplane is sitting right here in our Blue Barn today, so we encourage folks to come down, take a look at this airplane.
Well, and that is kind of a cool aspect. You think about it, you know, a lot of parts of the country aren't very hospitable to flying in the winter, at least not all of the winter. And that seems like that'd be something cool for a chapter to do in the kind of the off time, in the off season, the winter, building an airplane is a great project.
Absolutely. And it gives just another program opportunity or another thing for you to give value to your members. A lot of people want to learn how to build as well. But taking that leap and buying a project is a big leap of faith. But if they can get their feet wet by starting off with a chapter project, now we've got an interesting way they can learn more about it.
That's cool. Well, you know, I want to congratulate you guys on your Blue Barn down here. You finally have a home for that's going to be here year after year, which is nice because you were just over in headquarters, weren't you, up until this year?
We had a little kiosk in the membership tent, but we really had no presence, no place to have a meaningful conversation with the chapter officers and members.
Yeah, and now you've got a place for chapters to do forums and all kinds of things.
Yeah,
like
we've
that.
Got a fantastic facility. We're really excited.
Come on
about
down
it.
And check out our forum schedule.
That's awesome. Jaymont G, we're on the fly down at the Blue Barn. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today and
Thanks
talking about
us.
Chapters. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk to a really interesting young man who started out as a Young Eagle and is now a Young Eagle pilot and much more. Jaymont G, we're on the fly at the Blue Barn. You're listening to EAA Radio.